I'm Chris Massini for Northwest Arts Review, and I'm joined by the poet Sierra Golden. Born in Alaska and raised in rural Washington State, Sierra holds degrees from Gonzaga University and North Carolina State University. For nearly a decade, she worked during the summers on her father's commercial fishing boat in southeast Alaska, and her time as a fisherman is the subject of her debut full-length collection of poetry, The Slow Art, which was published last month by Bear Star Press. She currently lives in Seattle, where she works for Casa Latina, an immigrant and workers' rights organization, and is here in Spokane as a Gonzaga University visiting writer. Sierra Golden, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you spent many summers working on a commercial fishing boat in Alaska, and the book really immerses readers in that world. One of my favorite things about the collection is the particular language of boats and fishing and sort of the music of that. Can you talk a little bit about how that specific vocabulary found its way into the poems?
Sure. I mean, I think in most cases it just kind of seeped in by accident, but the title poem is kind of one place where I did that really intentionally. And I was teaching a workshop on writing about work. And one of the exercises I set for my students was for them to think about their jobs, whatever that might be, and think about the specific vocabulary that if you didn't work that job, maybe you wouldn't know those words. So we made all these different lists of vocabulary words, and I chose words out of a woodworking catalog. I'm not a woodworker, but I was like, that's a really interesting workplace to steal vocabulary from. And then the rest of the exercise was either to write a poem where you used that vocabulary in its original context, or you tried to flip it and write about something totally different using these strange vocab words. And that poem went through a lot of drafts, but it was one where I started thinking, I'm going to use these woodworking words and write about something totally different. And it ended up kind of being a mix of boat building and woodworking and a love poem.
Maybe we should read that particular poem to get a little bit of that language and see the title in context, because I think it's a really interesting title that works a lot of different ways in that poem.
Yeah. Under the Madrona, the stranger said, love is a vice, almost tight as tentacles, the weight of a blue whale, its work beyond the shape of my hands. I want love to be a featherweight. Wish I could dovetail my words with but. I would say, but this air is the sign of love. But not even the rain has such small hands. But my sweetheart and I are a body I will not dismantle bone by bone. I said, last night I walked by the neighbor's boat, a skeleton waiting for skin in a rundown shed lit from within. The shipwright had lugged a steam box into place, planed luminous broad beams, and laid the keel like a spine. He knows what you don't, the slow art of bending ribs, to find the breaking point night after night, to stop short.
That was Sierra Golden reading from her collection, The Slow Art. That poem really uses, like you said, a lot of woodworking tools, but it's not obviously about woodworking. And I think that's a good transition to talk about the form of this book. It's a little hard to describe. It's a collection of poetry, but it kind of accumulates into a larger narrative of a kind of story about fishing in southeast Alaska. And there's a bunch of recurring characters, one of which makes his appearance in that poem, The Stranger. So who is the stranger, and who are these other characters? Are they real people, or are they sort of composites, or?
Some of them are real people. Okay. Some of them are, but none of them are factual people. Hmm. I think, there's inspiration from real people, and there's some real names, and certainly real experiences, but I'm always adding and tweaking and revising and combining and doing different things to kind of take reality and turn it into some sort of artifice or art, I guess. The stranger, it's a good question, but partly I don't know the answer. Partly I think of the stranger as the reader, especially in the very first poem that the stranger appears in is really an invitation for the reader to enter the book. And I think of the book a lot as being about a sense of community and a sense of place. And so I like that idea of inviting the reader into that community, at least for the period of reading the book. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone is going to actually go to Alaska and live or work, but hoping that they can experience part of that world the way I did.
And I think it's also interesting to point out, when I say this is a narrative and it's a story, it seems like it's not necessarily just your story. So there is there's a speaker in the first person, but there's also a recurring third person female character who's the captain's daughter, who mm-hmm. seems like may have a lot in common with you. So whose story were you attempting to tell here? Was it your own, or was it a group, or...
I think kind of more of a group or kind of a braided narrative. For a long time, I thought the book was about a sense of home, which, it kind of is, but not in the same sense that I thought it was originally. And now, if I had to say, you know, one or two words about it, I would say love and community, both in a romantic sense and in a platonic sense.
Hmm. Let's hear a couple more poems from the collection.
I'm going to read Town Day, which is about, or set in, a town named Pelican in southeast Alaska, which you can only get to by boat or plane. And the only place that you have cell service in Pelican is at a dump, which is about a mile outside of town, and you have to walk up a mountain to get there. So for the people that really want to call someone, it's a special place. Town Day. And so he clomps off the boat and off the float, up the ramp, away from town, hot showers, a fresh bag of flour, and stamps for stacks of love notes he wrote on watch, ignoring the whales. He turns left at the king hung from a ladder's rung, gills veiled with blood and puddled red guts saved for dogs baying under the boardwalk. Quick sounds of town give out to the woods and dump. There's no silence. It's all breeze, spruce trees whiskering his ears, and eldritch calls of ravens scavenging bones and beer cans. Today's the day he finally gets to call his one sweetheart. All that time fishing, nothing but skipper's grunts cut the hard face of solitude. 10 days waiting for invisible waves to carry his tin voice across vast land, across dull plain houses huddled in clumps, and into cold plastic pressed to the precious ear his tongue loves to enter, caressing calyx whorls of cartilage and tender folds of pink flesh. And so he lingers all day at the dump. He dials and dials, fingers moving like pretty pleas, like knock on wood, like long prayers, like rain dancers bright in his loneliness, who stomp for a connection that comes on just the right wind above the tattered trash. It does what it can to keep them in love.
That was Sierra Golden reading her poem Town Day from her debut collection, The Slow Art, which deals with the world of commercial fishing in southeast Alaska. Sierra, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.